The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness. I got all kinds of stories to deal with today, but I know we have a lot of business owners who listen, small business owners. May I just say something really personal to you? Oh, by the way, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you own your own business, don't waste your money on advertising unless you have people with good customer relations skills who answer your phone. What am I talking about? This is just personal. I've mentioned it, I think, maybe once. I'm having some back problems and sciatic down my leg, and I can't lift anything. And it's driving me nuts. And I got an appointment with a surgeon, but it's not for several weeks. And anyway, we want to do some mulch at our house. And I got a grandson who will spread it, but I got to have it delivered because I can't lift it. See, I can't put it in the car, can't lift, you know, anyway. So I thought, no big deal, just have it delivered, you know, pay a little delivery fee. I have gotten multiple advertisements from a company that deals with landscaping and mulch and, here's a coupon for a discount. So they do a lot of advertising. I have tried all day long to call them. I've got to leave voicemails. Please call me. So during the top of the hour break, I haven't heard anything from them. I called them earlier today. And so I got hung up on three times just trying to call. It says, call this number, you know. And I got hung up on three times, finally got through, and I had to push this button and that button and this button. And then finally I got this lady who was not kind at all. I said, hey, I want to check on having some mulch delivered to my house. Oh, well, none of our locations deliver. Okay, that's fine. I live in Westerville. Well, I'll transfer you to our Westerville location. That's great. That's where I live. That's what I told you. So I get transferred. And I'm waiting. And finally I get, hello? Hey, I wanted to check on some mulch. Yeah? I'm not kidding you. I want to check on some mulch. Yeah. Oh my goodness, this guy was rude and I don't know, seemingly dumb as a rock. And I finally got a quote, and it's outrageous. It's just nuts compared to other companies. And I just thought, they are wasting so much money advertising when they treat customers like dirt when you call. Isn't it amazing how some companies have no clue about how to do customer service? Just no clue. So I got news. I can tell you what company I am not going to call to have mulch delivered. I don't know who yet. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I don't usually get into personal things, but it's just they do a lot. They spend a ton of money on advertising. And then when you call them, there's no place online that you can order or get an estimate online. Call this number. Okay, I called. Oh, my goodness. Those of you who are business owners, I know you're smarter than that. Yeah, I know you are. Hey, I got to get this out of the way. This is just so weird, so bizarre. So I want to get it out of the way. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and a lot of companies in their advertising, Happy Mother's Day, we honor moms, you know. They did advertising aimed at mothers, you know, Friday, Saturday, yesterday. It's Mother's Day, the day that we honor moms. And then there is Chips Ahoy. Yeah, the cookies. The cookies. Chips Ahoy. They sent out advertising and a tweet with the picture of a particularly vile, filthy, dirty, obscene drag queen. I've never heard of her, but she's pretty vile, I guess, obscene and so forth. And Chips Ahoy sent this out. Hashtag, Happy Mother's Day to you, to your moms, your drag moms, and everybody who celebrates you. Can I start that over again? Hashtag, Happy Mother's Day to your moms, your drag moms, and everyone who celebrates you being you. Hashtag, get these cookies. And there is the picture of this drag queen. Say what? Okay. Now, it doesn't say transgenders. You know, a man who actually thinks he is becoming a woman. These are drag queens. These are men who dress up. They don't become moms. They're still a man parading around in women's clothing and makeup. And oh, my goodness. And, of course, it has gone viral. I don't think this is a good advertising for Chips Ahoy. You know, it's just one of those things you go, what in the world were you thinking? I'm not telling you what to do, but when you have a decision what cookies you buy at the store, you might remember Chips Ahoy wanted to wish drag queens a Happy Mother's Day. Whoa. And then there's this. This is weird, bizarre as well, but it's becoming more and more common from the progressive left. Every time we have some kind of shooting, the liberal left tries to politicize it. By the way, I didn't get to this last week, but I was so encouraged. After the school shooting in Colorado last week, remember that? Some Democrats planned a vigil, and it was advertised to celebrate the life of the young man who was killed, who was a hero, to pray for the ones who were wounded, and so forth. Well, it turned out it wasn't a vigil at all. It was a gun control rally planned by two Democrats there in the Colorado area. That's what it was. Now, there were all kinds, many, 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 many of the students from the school and parents and people in the community came because it was advertised as a vigil. It turned out to be a gun control rally. And most of the students of the school where the shooting occurred walked out. They left. They protested and said, this isn't about politics. This isn't about a gun control rally. This is about the kids. They said, this is about us. This isn't about politicians trying to put forth their political agenda. So the majority of them walked out. Then they came back and they took over the rally. They did. They took over the rally. Good for them. They didn't allow a couple of Democrat politicians destroy the memory of the classmate that was killed and the support of those that were wounded. Now, that's not the story I was going to get to, but I got to take a break. I'll tell you about the story I was going to tell you about when we come back. Does that make sense? I'll tell you about the story I was going to tell you about later when I tell you about it. Sure, that makes sense. Quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, what I started to say before I got off on that story about the kids in Colorado, and God bless them. Big vigil planned by two Democrat politicians turns into a gun control rally. The kids walk out. Good for them. Well, when we have a shooting like that, many, many, many people express, well, you have our thoughts and prayers, or our prayer and concern. That drives the liberal left crazy. Why? What in the world is wrong with thoughts and prayers? Who can be offended by that? Well, we see it all the time. The latest is Senator Cory Booker. Yes, presidential candidate Cory Booker from New Jersey said in an interview that aired this past Saturday that offering thoughts and prayers are BS, but he does not use the initials. He uses the words. Yes. So your thoughts and prayers, according to Senator Cory Booker, is BS. And again, he did not use the initials. He said, and I quote, "We are not going to give thoughts and prayers, which to me is just blank. We're going to bring a fight with everything that I have to solve this problem because it's solvable." And, of course, his solution is stricter gun legislation. May I point you to Chicago? Some of the most stringent, severe gun regulations in all the country. And it's close to the murder capital of the world. Isn't that amazing? The progressive left continues to be more and more and more offended by anything that even smacks of Christianity. Just, it drives them crazy. They literally hate Christians and Christianity and prayer. Now, granted, thoughts and prayers often are not enough. And Jesus deals with that. You know, Jesus dealt with, hey, if you just say, hey, go and be warm, that's sin. But it is not wrong to issue thoughts and prayers. And by the way, prayer is the most powerful weapon on the planet. You may have heard brand new movie out, Tolkien. It is the story of J.R.R. Tolkien, who is, of course, the author of Lord of the Rings, the trilogy, the movie blockbuster, and so forth. Well, the movie was supposed to be a blockbuster as well. It premiered this past weekend, Mother's Day weekend, and it came in at a miserable, disappointing ninth. It brought in $2 million, which is worse than the movie Breakthrough after 4 weeks. Yeah, it premiered at 9th. A miserable, miserable, miserable failure. Now, let me tell you one of the reasons why. Here's the headline. Disney, they're the ones who produced the movie about Tolkien. The headline, Disney ignores Tolkien's Christian faith in new drama. Tolkien, a new biographical drama about the early and challenging life of the legendary author and English professor John Ronald Reuel Tolkien, better known as J.R.R. Tolkien, opened in theaters this weekend. The Disney film, 2 years in the making, promises to draw fans and followers of the literary giant whose works inspired the record-breaking Lord of the Rings. Now, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the movies, grossed $3 billion. So Disney thought, this is a lock. We're going to make millions of dollars off the movie. No. It was a miserable failure. Now, it's only the first weekend, but it's not good. Now, one of the reasons why I think, let me read, students of Tolkien and anyone else who understands and appreciates the formative and foundational importance of faith in an individual's life will be sorely disappointed that the movie sidesteps and understates the role of the author's Christian faith played in his personal and professional development. In fact, it is omitted. It's omitted. Why? It was intentional. The film's director said, and I quote, "Religion is so internal, it's difficult to visualize. It's like watching an encyclopedia. It is boring." So says the director of the film. Now, if you know anything about Tolkien, nobody in their right mind would ignore the spiritual aspect. Nobody in their right mind. The influence of C.S. Lewis, the friendship between C.S. Lewis and Tolkien, was incredibly important to both. It's ignored. Why? Because the director, again, I'm quoting, "Religion is so internal, it's difficult to visualize. It's like watching an encyclopedia. Depictions of spiritual life are boring." So in the end, those parts of the movie didn't make the final cut. So the folks at Disney intentionally omitted anything spiritual about Tolkien, and it premiered at number 9 with $2 million. Yeah, it was supposed to be a blockbuster. Far from it. And I suppose it couldn't happen to nicer people. All right, we need to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll return.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.